A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Monday, October the 19th, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health says there are 8,147 positive cases with 678 recoveries and 231 deaths.
So, Marvelous, it seems as if this disease is actually spreading worldwide at a very, very fast pace. Mm-hmm. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 40 million people that have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, 1,114,391 have died. And in America, we have over 8 million cases and 219,679 people have died. So, okay, Zulwaldaba, Lamtanje, sikhangela ke udaba okwenzakala khona ngale kule South Africa lapho kulabantu ke abathi put South Africa first asefuna ukuthi abantu bokuza bachaye phansi bathi abantu bokuza bayabaphambanisa sibili kumele basuke khona ngale kule South Africa baye emazweni abo kodwa singangeni kulokho sike sikhuluma nge COVID-19 kule Zimbabwe so kulabantu abedlula 8,000 asebebanjwe COVID-19 kube sokusithi ke 7,678 sebasila kube sokusithi ke abayi 231 sebabhubha. Loku ke kwethula lohlangothi lwezempila kahle. Siyabona ukuthi kobulawayo ke kanye kuyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo umkhuhlane lo singazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Kuzobuya ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokula abantu abedlula 40 million emhlabeni wonke jikelele osebanjwe iCOVID-19 kuthi ke abayi 1,114,391 sebabhubha. Isibhedlela lesi sibika njalo ukuthi kwele Melika sokula abantu abedlula 8 million osebanjwe iCOVID-19. Kutawa 219,679 sebabhubha kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pa Live Talk nemusi wemuvhuro October 19, 2020 uko ndiri kutefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose tichisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe. Umo bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 8,147 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino. Kwozotiwo vamwe vakabatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 vachinaya vari kusvika ivo pa7,678. Vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi vari pa231. Asi nyaya dzatiri kunzwa zvakare kubva kubazi rezveutano vanoti vamwe vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 mazuva apfuura vanga vari kubva kuBulawayo. Tombotarisawo zviri kuitika pasi rose. John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inova iyo inopakura mamiriro akaita nyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 pasi rose vanoti pane vanhu 39 million vawanikwa vachibatwa neCOVID-19, 1 million vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tozotaurisa imo muno muAmerica mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri denda iri reCOVID-19 riri kuramba richikurawo muno tine vanhu 8 million vabatwa nedenda iri uyeze 219 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi muzuva ranhasi tichange tiri kubata nyaya dzakawanda tichitarisira isu zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo mune mamwe masangano enyanya vari kukurutsidzira ivo vachiti put South Africa first, zvinoreva kuti South Africa ngaiiswe iyo pamberi panyaya dzemabasa, panyaya yezvinhu zvakawanda munyika. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kukurukura tichiona kuti zvakamira sei kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika yeSouth Africa pachirongwa ichochi chekuti put South Africa first. Zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo pari zvino? Tinoona kuti pane kuratidzira kwanga kuri kuitika nemusi wechishanu kwerimwe sangano ranga riri kuti iro put South Africa first, Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with some messages from members of the public. You know, people are able to send us messages on our platform, that is on WhatsApp, and our number is +1 202 465 0318. Here's what some people are saying about COVID-19 and the situation in Zimbabwe. Let's just listen.
Maswera Seiko Studio 7, ndinokutendei nechirongwa chamunotipa chamunotinzwisa nhau dzamunotipa idzi dzecoronavirus idzi dzadai kutekeshera pasi rese. Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo, rambai makadaro. Ndandiri kudawo kupawo pfungwa dzangu pane zvaitaurwa napuresidendi Munangagwa kuti zvoni wakanzera machechesi kuti wasaungana panzvimbo wasasaungana machechi avhare ipapo wakagona asi pane pawakasirira like zvakaita muzvikoro muzvitoro vanhu vanenge vari makiu ehupfu makiu epfuwewo makiu emabhengi atori anenge atori nevanhu vakawanda more than 200 kumabhengi tikaenda kumakiu ehupfu atori more than 200 tikaenda kumakiu efuwewo hatingatauri saka vange vakangobata nyaya dzekumachechi chete vasina kubatawo nyaya dzemuzvitorotoro izvi kune zvinhu zvinenge zvichinetsa especially zveupfu ndokunenge kwakazara vanhu kumafiwewo ndokunenge kwakazara vanhu saka ipo papo pakati tsveya maida panyasa kunzigadziriswe mabato mati wese pabatwe batwe kwese kwese nokuti pese panenge pakaungana vanhu panenge patungori nenjodzi saka ngavagadzirise zvakanaka panyaya yekuungana ungana kwevanhu iyi
haindotaura ndiri panapa pasouth africa papolukwana ndodotaura pamusoro pepapuresidendi ava vari kuti vari kurequesta mainvestors then nemari yerubatiro inogona kuzobatsira munyika but hatina kamari tiri kuona iri kuuya ichizoshanda mari tonzwa kuti yasvika but hapana mari iri kushanda zvinooneka kwavadi kuti mari iyoyi vanenge vachikumbira vape matichers agone kudzidzisa vana kuti nyika igosimukira we educate child to educate the nation or the country saka ivo ngavarege kuuraya bazi rezvedzidzo nokuti hapana zvavanenge vagadzira vangafarira zvavo mari ingapinda musamba mavo but vachiuraya nyika ide vagona kuregreta zvavari kuita izvi vaite mutungamirira nomuono wakanaka ngavatipo nguva kana kuti ngavatipo mukana wokuti tiwane mumwe mutungamiriri angatisimudzira nyika yedu nokuti zvezvizvi muno mandiri musouth africa umu ivo vari kuti havo tine 3 million mazimbabwens but I think hachisi chokwadi because 3 million ava ndevane mapassport tine over kana 2 million vamwe vasina mapassport vari kufamba nenzira isiriyo kuri kutsvaka rubatsiro munyika so ide vagona kutiitirawo zvinhu zvakanaka zvinoonekwa nokuti izvezvizvi maticha zavo mamwe ari kutizawo kwachiuya munomu mamwe vari kukanyadhaka aiye anga ari ticha kuzimbabwe wozokanyadhaka kusouth africa kana anga ari mukadzi unozoshandira mumwe ticha kumusvikira ndo dzake tichie panenge ari kubasa saka izvozvozvo hazvifadzi hazvina chese zvakanaka paupenyu hwedu ngavatigadzirisirewo ikonomi inake kana kuti kuregedza kutonga kwacho.
So there you are, Marvelous. You heard some people saying a lot of things, you know, about what is going on. So tell people what exactly these people are saying.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa neveruzhinji panyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 nezvimwewo zvavari kuona zvichiitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Saka aiwa tichange tiri kuwanikwa isu tichitaura nenyanzvi dzedu dziri pano pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya yezviri kuitika muSouth Africa nyanya nekuti tinoona kuti munzvimbo iyi yeSouth Africa mune mapisha-pisha arimo pari zvino akanyanyotarisana nezvizvarwa zvinobva kune dzimwe nyika tichisanganisirawo nyika yeZimbabwe.
Yes, so I think our guests are lined up right now. We saw that on Friday there was an organization that was protesting in South Africa, and they are using the title Put South Africa First, and indications are that they want all foreigners to leave the country, and at the same time, you know, foreigners working in restaurants and in many places are expected to leave the country. But are Zimbabweans going to leave the country? That's the big question. So even Nigerians and other foreigners. So we've got our first guest, who is Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi. He works with an organization called Zimbabweans Community. Sorry, Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. Welcome to the program, sir. I think you can unmute yourself so that we can hear you. Yeah, now I can hear some movement. So welcome to the program, sir. Yeah, I think we've got a sound issue there. So let's go to Mr. Innocent Ndivali. He is with EFF Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. While Mr. Mkwanazi is fixing his audio, so tell us what you think about, you know, these people saying, put South Africa.
As we have always been clear in the EFF revolution, not only in Zimbabwe, we've been very, very clear through the Commander-in-Chief, Comrade Julius Malema in South Africa, that the EFF will never be part of a self-hate process. The EFF will never be part of a process where Africans are stoned, where Africans are murdered or attacked by other Africans. We are very clear that there is no African who is a foreigner in Africa, anywhere in Africa. We are very clear that certain institutions such as the AU, SADC, the Pan-Africanist Parliament are very weak, and they've allowed these groups of minorities to divide our people, to cause anarchy through xenophobia, because these are xenophobic tendencies that are aimed at dividing Africans. So what I'm saying is that Zimbabweans are not foreigners in South Africa. South Africans are not foreigners in Ghana. Any African is free to live anywhere in the African continent. After all, we are looking at these borders that are not ours, that are colonial borders. So us in the EFF, we do not see any African as a foreigner anyway. So we subscribe in the ideal of one Africa. We must start the process of loving ourselves. The problem with us, Mr. Gibbs, is that we do not love ourselves as a people. We do not love ourselves. So therefore, what I'm going to say is that we must begin the process of promoting unity among Africans.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Aiwapo, tiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa izvo neimwe nhengo yebato reEFF South Africa, kana kuti vakamirira ivo Zimbabwe. Vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sebato reEFF vanova vanotungamirwa navaJulius Malema havawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa vachitsigira nyaya yekuti South Africa first. Vari kuti vanhu veAfrica vanofanira kunge vachida nyika dzavo, uyezve zvimwe zviri kuitwa havasi kubvumirana nazvo. Ndokutaurwa kwavari kuita.
Yes, let's check with Mr. Mkwanazi. Can you hear us now, Mr. Mkwanazi, so that we can start talking to you? Mr. Mkwanazi, can you kindly cut off and come back so that we can actually cue you in? So we've got Mr. Matuma, that is Mr. Bekezela Matuma Fuzwayo. He's in South Africa. Sorry, he's in Gwanda. Mr. Matuma, how are you?
I'm good, good, Gibbs. How are you? How are you, Marvelous?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
The reason why I said that you are in South Africa is because you used to be in South Africa, but now we're in Gwanda. So tell us, what's your take on, you know, these kind of people who are saying, put South Africa first?
It's a real complicated situation, Gibbs. You know, you find yourself between a rock and a hard place when you have to discuss a topic like this. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, somehow South Africa is suffocated by foreigners. And at the same time, you wonder, especially for Zimbabweans, you wonder, where would these people be with the kind of economy that we have? Any average person would not like to have his own territory taken over by other people, even if they've nothing to offer, but the discomfort of being overcrowded by foreigners is an issue on its own. Mm-hmm. But somehow buying into the EFF idea, we need to balance each other. We need to be each brother's keepers. Where would South Africans want Zimbabweans to be, if you may ask? Things are tough, you know, generally. But at the same time, you come back and say, for how long are we going to leave our country and go and occupy South Africa and any other country in that case? Mm. Isn't there a way or something that we can do as Zimbabweans collectively to begin to sort out our own issues and try to solve whatever is getting us out of the country so that we remain within our borders? Because really, the majority of the people that are in South Africa are really not so economically active. Some of them are just there, to tell the truth. Whereas there could be a belief that if they would come back home, maybe there could be some opportunities that they can manipulate and try and do something to turn around our legal economy and turn around our political situation. You know, the more we are, the merrier. But a hell lot of us are just living and occupying spaces and doing nothing where we are going when we have a situation to solve back home.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's beginning to be a warning to all Zimbabweans to say, guys, we have a home that we need to sort out before going to hide in other countries. Let's try and sort the issues back home.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe you can continue with Mr. Mkwananzi.
Aiwa, apo ndiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu vari kutaura ivo vachiti zvimwe zviri kutaurika panyaya yeSouth Africa pari zvino zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe dai vambotarisa kuti pane here zvimwe zvingaitwe kuti vawanikwewo vachiwana cheruviri muZimbabwe pane kuti vanhu vese vawanikwe vachienda ikoko kuSouth Africa. I don't know, Mr. Mkwananzi. How are you?
I'm hoping this time you can hear me.
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, we can hear you very, very well.
The gadget was acting up. I guess we're still continuing to talk about this xenophobic approach by Put South Africans First. At the same light, I want us to be not so arrogant to the South African community. I hear a lot of people who sound like they feel entitled to be in South Africa, and we bring this attitude to say, where will we go? We have a home. We need to fix our issues back home. And we have a platform from here where the freedoms are much more than the political and freedoms back home, such that we can organize ourselves as to how we will fix our country. Sometimes some of the interventions don't have to be about political clout or political office. There's programs people can do. For instance, COVID-19 and the lockdowns have shown us that we have a serious food security crisis in Africa, in Zimbabwe, so to speak, even in South Africa. As a community in South Africa, we have to start to say, look, how then do we mobilize ourselves to fix these issues? Because the issues, yes, the political issue we understand, but our main issue in Zimbabwe is economic. That has really been what has driven a lot of people out of the country, more than the political aspect. I'm not neglecting the political aspect, but I'm saying our economic situation is the one that is driving us out. How do we use these environments where we are, particularly for us in South Africa, where there's these freedoms, to start to solve our own issues, do community development work, start to sort out our food security issues, start to create the jobs, because we have this mentality that there's going to be a savior, someone who is going to come and create jobs. We think for looking for jobs, but not to create them. But we are in this environment, and we should be able to utilize this platform.
I'm afternoon against the valley. When one has only Utuololu, Lingalu Lugsanjan Kunangapo, South Africa. I'm afternoon to Kulum Kolas.
All Put South Africa is first. Sizama nathi ukuthi sike sihlangane nabantu abanjalo abazinhlanganise njalo sizama ukubachazela ukuthi okusokusifuqe ukuthi sisuke emakithi saba lapha kuyini, kanti nabo mase besifuqa sisebunzimeni sibachazele nje ngobubelo ukuthi phakathi kwethu kube nobubelo nokuzwana ukuthi hayi siyalizwa kodwa ke sinohlupho olunje olunje nolunje. So sizama ukuthi sibuthanise zonke ezinye izinhlangano lezi sibe lelizwe elilodwa.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. I think we're joined by Shelton Tapiwa Chiyangwa right now. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Makadi vachiyangwa.
Tinofara makadi yenyu vatete marvelous.
Aiwa tiri wada tisi kunyatsokuona yes, at least tiri kukunzwa hii. Ndofunga mkagadzirisa atapedza tozodzoka kwamuri. Asi regai tinzwa kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko ku South Africa. Muri kuona sei nyaya iyi yeput South Africa Face.
Okay, this nyaya South Africa First is quite disturbing because it has got serious potential of xenophobic attacks and eruptions, you know. And we have been very much concerned and worried about it. Yes, we understand that South Africans are pushing for their government to consider, you know, creating opportunities for them. But we are also saying to them that they must also start to look at the positive work and positive things and contributions that Zimbabweans are also making into their economy across South Africa. When we look at these things, you see South Africans targeting, you know, very ordinary people on the streets, your informal traders and people who are doing manual jobs. But they also forget to look into professionals that are scattered across the country and are providing serious and critical scarce skills in South Africa. They don't want to look into that. Generally, our, you know, Zimbabwean people have been contributing quite immensely and quite a lot into the economy of South Africa. And we are appealing to this group and South Africans in general to say, Zimbabweans are not your enemies, but Zimbabweans have just come to contribute towards the building of your nation. While, yes, we have had situations that have pushed us from our own country. Whilst we are working towards relocating and going back to our own countries, we might as well want continue to plead with South Africa to be lenient, to be patient with us as we are working towards rebuilding our nation. The other thing that I may want to conclude with would be to say, the government of South Africa has really been very, you know, silent and holding the crisis in Zimbabwe with very soft gloves, and because of that, because of the approach they take on the issues to do with Zimbabwe, because of how they treat the issues to do with Zimbabwe, it is exactly the reason why we end up seeing a lot of people flooding from Zimbabwe coming to South Africa, because, you know, there is really a crisis in Zimbabwe and people would want to be fending for their families. So that is my take, Tete Mavelas.
Tomboti nerurimi rwamai kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika parizvino imomo South Africa kune avo vari kuti isai South Africa pamberi. Uyezve pane masangano here amunoshanda nawo ari kuedza kuti ataurane nehurumende kuti pawane kweyananiso pakati pezviri kuitika izvi.
Mazvita henyu. Ava veboka kana kuti vesangano rinoti put South Africa First. Tinoona mashoko avo ari kutambirwa neruzhinji rwemaZimbabweans anogara muSouth Africa nekushushikana kukuru uye nekutya nokuda kwekuti zvavanotaura nezvavari ku da kuti zvinzwikwe nehurumende yavo zvinokonzeresa kuzonyuka kana kuitika kuya kwebongozozora rinoshaidzwa nechirungu kuti xenophobia. Naizvozvo zviri kutambirwa nemaZimbabweans nekutya kukuru uye nekusvisvikana kukuru. Zvatingade kuvaudza vanhu veboka iri kuburikidza iyo pamwe chete nehurumende yeSouth Africa ndezvekuti ngavasaone zvizvarwa zvenyika yeZimbabwe zvinogara muSouth Africa sevavengi vavo, asi vanhu vakauya kuzopotera uyewo vari kubatsiridzwawo zvizhinji uye zvikuru kwazvo mukusumudzirwa kwezveupfumi munyika yeSouth Africa. Inini ndakamirira sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Migrant Support Network. Tiri bato rinoshanda nemaZimbabweans akatekeshera nyika yose yeSouth Africa. Tiri kuzamawo zvikuru kusangana nekugara pasi nevezvemutemo uye mapurisa pamwe chete nemabazi akasiyana siyana ehurumende kuti tivaonese kuti chikumbiro chiri kuitwa neveboka iri not put South Africa first chinogona kukonzeresa chii kuzvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zviri muno uye tiri kuvaonesa kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa tinoikurudzira kuti irambe kwazvo ichitaura zvakanyanyisa uye zvakasimba kusamira kwakanaka kwakaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe izvo zviri kukonzera kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvigozoramba zvichiuya munyika yavo kana South Africa ikagona kumira yakasimba ichibatsana nemamwe nedzimwe nyika dziri muno mudunhu reAfrica uye nekunze kwese zvinogona kubatsira kuti zvinhu zvigadzirike munyika yeZimbabwe izvo zvichakonzera kuti vana veZimbabwe vanongedze mabhegi avo vakananga kumusha.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm going to get some mama on Dr. Donzi. What are you looking at?
Yes, I'm going to get a little late. Got a into your color and food, booting, could do me, booty a. Actually, so any in the valley, year two, Sayonagani, booty in King, a corner, a cool, you go to who president to Ramapos. Enyenzi lutho njalo besazi ukuthi uke wakhuluma phambilini nje ngezinye izinto ezingane zithinta ama foreigners abantu kwenza ukuthi abantu bayesabe and lokhu ukuthi abantu bakhulumile njalo ukuthi lokho abakwenza ukuthi put South Africa first honestly angiboni ukuthi amaZimbabwe angahamba ekhaya or something I don't think so mina ngibona yena amaZimbabwe azasihlalela but wonke umuntu wethulile njalo enye into abantu ukuthi kuthiwe abantu bayekhaya I don't think it's justified ukuthi yeka hambani ndiye ekhaya akula ma opportunities ekhaya akula umuntu ongakwaziyo nxa ungekho corrupt eZimbabwe you can't survive akula nje njalo vele ukuthi uthwa akula noma yini akula lendlela ongaqhasa ngayi business nxa ungantshontshi unless nxa untshontshi vele ukho lapho kumele ube le business balutshani that have abakhona kachesa abala ma business bale support evela kwamanye amazwe ukuze bakwazi ukuthi bayakhe business so asingele sithi amaZimbabweni sikabuyele ekhaya njalo enye into yokuthi bazamile bakhona abaningi kumele sikhangele futhi la ma-reasons okuthi awusukho ko-order economic kuphela abantu ababuye lapha bakhona abanye abaxoshwe i-government abafuna ukubulawa i-government abasukileyo babuya lapha so kulezi zathu eziningi asingele sibonge ukuthi abantu gabathatha izikhwama zabo bahambe so kumele ukuthi wona ama-African countries njengoba iZimbabwe amaZimbabweni ekhala akhalile akhala azwakala endaweni zonke mbona ngesikhathi sokuthi ama-African countries ahlangane akhuluma ukuthi how the best way to solve this i problem le singenza njani ngoba sinothi ukuthi ngamaZimbabweni kuphela ase South Africa there are many nationals akhona lapha e South Africa so kumele ukuthi kuhlangana ama African countries akhulume akwazi ukuthi bengasolve kanjani ngoba abantu beZimbabwe bayazama but bayabulawa benzwa bayesaba la so kufanele ukuthi kungenele ama African countries ukuthi ancedise ukusolve i problem ekhona ekhaya sina sihlale e South Africa bathi isimo yisho esenza ukuthi abantu bahlale South Africa.
Yes, I was akukho. So all what she's saying is that there's an African solution to this African problem. And I know EFF has been, you know, going along those lines, saying there's this solution that is pan-African, which can be done, you know. So, Mr. Ndibali, do you see any African solution to this problem, like what the lady is saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. The African solution is possible. It is only possible if we as Africans, regardless of where we come from, regardless of which state we come from, we must begin the process of loving ourselves to start with. We must not rejoice or enjoy to see other Africans being killed, being attacked, because it is not only South Africa that is hosting other people from other countries. And South Africa is not the country that has got the highest number of people coming from other countries. There are other countries that are hosting. Even Zimbabwe is hosting other people from other nations on various reasons, from economic, social, to political reasons. So it should not be that Zimbabweans or any other African in South Africa must feel as if they owe anyone an apology. Africa belongs to all of us. Zimbabweans, Nigerians, Ghanaians, even South Africans themselves. I'm one of the people who will defend any foreigner, including South Africans in Zimbabwe. So we expect the South African government to ensure that our people are safe, to ensure that we do not end up in a situation whereby we have other countries or other nations or other people retaliating to South Africa. For us as EFF, we've been very clear that we will never be part of a process that is targeting other Africans. We must understand that our problem is more of these capitalist multinational businesses that are actually excluding our people. We have our resources being looted left, right, and center across the continent. And all that we are doing, we are fighting for things that do not really make sense. So we must strengthen our institutions such as AU. We must strengthen institutions such as Pan-African Parliament. We must strengthen SADC, because all these institutions, as we speak, they are weak, they are useless. We've seen Nigeria doing this thing of blocking the border, blocking Togo from exporting into Nigeria. We've seen Botswana talking about this kind of thing. I must say this very clearly. These people do not represent the majority of Africans or the majority of South Africans. It is a lie. These people are just a group of desperate politicians who are hooligans, who are criminals. They've tried this more than five times to instigate these divisions, to take control of Africans. Because once they are done with these other Africans, they will be targeting themselves among themselves based on tribalism. So we must deal with this thing now. We must stop this thing now.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa munyarikani vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvavari kuti zviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Vachitaura kuti pane zvimwe zvakawanda havasi kubvumirana nazvo, asi regai tibva taenda kuna vachiyangwa tonzwawo. Vachiyangwa, manga muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nemunyarikani
we. So in fact, we put Matuma on the stage, then we'll go for Chiyangwa. So Matuma right now is on the panel. So maybe we can pose a question to him. So anyway,
Mr. Matuma, maybe you can.
I may go off the screen, but I'm still available.
Okay.
Maybe you can just comment on what our last panelist just said.
Yeah, I do have a comment. First thing is that we really wish the EFF well in their Pan-Africanist agenda in all sorts of things. But my concern is that, you know, they speak of an agenda, Marvelous, that when I sit here, I believe we cannot achieve it within the next few years. It's not an immediate solution to the problem that we have. And we have come a long way trying to pursue the same agenda. It is not giving us results. It's a very radical idea. Everybody would wish we have that. We, you know, no borders. Africa is for all of us. All those kind of things. They are imaginary. They can work well for us. But we're talking of a thing that may come up, maybe a solution in some 50, 60 years to come. But we have a Niger problem. We have an immediate problem, particularly us Zimbabweans. We have a crisis. We need to start from there. We have a crisis that needs an attention. And the crisis in Zimbabwe, unfortunately, if we have to face the truth, cannot be solved by anybody else, Marvelous. It can't be solved by South Africa. It can't be solved by SADC. We will wish and wish. These institutions have failed for a long time. The solution to the Zimbabwean crisis is us Zimbabweans. And the more we leave the country, the good for the ruling party we are complaining about that we say is causing the crisis. So we need to get to a stage where we believe in ourselves and Zimbabweans as Zimbabweans and say, guys, we have a home to sort out. I'll stand firmly with that. We have a home to sort out. Those that are really not doing anything outside this country, we need to come back home and sort out this issue. You know, I've been in South Africa, I've lived there. Zimbabweans are suffering. They have no, some of them, in case I'm crucified, some do not have any opportunity at all to do anything. Some, not all, are resorting to crime. Ladies are resorting to all other sorts of means of trying to generate an income. But back home, we can try something. Begin with our political situation. We need to work together to solve it because that's where the crisis is. Then we sort our economic problem together. Get something that can keep you economically busy in the country. There is opportunities. People can try and manipulate. We have a 95% informal economy. That informal economy is keeping a lot of people going, other than just rushing out of the country. There is opportunities. I'm surprised people say there's absolutely nothing in the country. There are chances that people can come and do something that can keep them busy in the country than just going out of the country because so-and-so has gone out of the country and came back driving a car. You will also go and believe you will come back driving a car. It's so difficult in South Africa. I stayed there. I've got a house there. I've got brothers. I've got family there. People are battling in South Africa. We can try and come back home and sort out our own situation. I believe opportunities are still there.
I see. Enye yezinhlelo zethu esesike sazenza ukuvula i-business diaspora desk esithi thina ake kwenziwe ama-syndication towards uku-uplifta ama-communities ethu. Abantu abangakhangeli ukuthi ukulungiswa kwelizwe kuzoba only a political thing. Ukulungiswa kwelizwe kuzoba mostly the economic element. And ma une-economic muscle, nawe unayo authority yokuthi ukwazi ukuthi umtshele umuntu okurepresentayo kumbe iparlamente kumbe i-council ukuthi lokhu hhayi lokhu ye. Kodwa ma wena kuyukuthi ulinde ukuthi umuntu ongu-councila nguyoze kwenza ukuthi ulale udlile. Kwenza ukuthi ungabi namandla, usumnikeze amandla. So kunjalo vele i-solution yenkinga yaseZimbabwe ayizi ukuvela komunye umuntu. And njalo nje vele sokuhlala sinawo abantu ihleko labantu elihlala lisithi kithi buyelani ngakini ngoba selibaningi kakhulu la.
Can you put that in English just briefly?
So the whole point is to say as the diaspora community we need to come together and syndicate towards developing our economic prospects at home. If one cannot capitalize by themselves, but as a community, we have that capacity. If we come together, bring our resources together, identify economic areas where we can inject that capital and uplift ourselves, that is going to be what will solve our economic problems at home.
Yes, I think marvelous. We've got Mr. Chiyongo back. Hold on.
Vachiyangwa. Aminokana muri kutinzwa mombotitsanangurira kuti saka munoona remangwana rakamira sei rezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri imomo muSouth Africa uyezve pane matanho amuri kutora here kuti muedze kuwanikwa muchinyatsotsanangura kuti zvakamira sei.
Tinotenda chose. Ndinodaro kuti pamwe munogona ngemuri kundiona asi ndofunga muri kundinzwa zvakanaka.
All right.
Tinotenda. Isusu seboka reZimbabwe Migrants Support Network in South Africa. Tiri kuzama chose kukurudzirana kumusha tigone kuwana mikana yatinogona kutanga iyo inogona kuraramisa vanhu kuburikidza mune zveupfumi kuZimbabwe. Izvo zvose zviri kuitika zvemaboka anoti South Africa First. Uye kumirizwa ngayose iya inonzi xenophobia inogaroitika. Zvinotiratidza kuti hatisi vanhu vanofanira kugara vakavarairwa kana tiri munyika ino yehutorwa yakaita seSouth Africa. Saka tiri vanhu vanofanira kunge tichigara takagadzirira ugari wedu kumusha tisakanganwe uye tisavarairwe. So naizvozvo seboka rinomirira maZimbabweans munomu takatanga zvirongwa zvakawanda zvinovandudza upfumi hwevana veZimbabwe muSouth Africa. Uye tiri kuita ma zvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana apo vana veZimbabwe vanosanganisa mari dzavana pamwe chete tichitanga mabhizimusi uye tichibatsirana kuti vanhu kana vachinge vabatsirika pazvinenge zvabuda mumabhizimisi aya vagokwanisa kuenda kumusha kana kuti kuZimbabwe kunogadzirisa kwavakabva uye kutangawo mabhizinesi. Saka mapoka aya tinototi tinosungira chizvarwa chimwe nechimwe chinenge chiri pachirongwa ichochi kuti chigoratidza zvinenge zvazobuda kana kuti zvavanenge vazotanga kuZimbabwe. Saka saizvozvo kutanga kwegore tine vanhu vazhinji vatanga mabhizinesi akasiyana siyana kumusha, vamwe vatanga kuvaka, vamwe vatanga kuita zvakasiyana siyana. Izvo zvatinofunga kuti ndozvanga zvichikonzera vanhu vazhinji kutadza kudzokera kumusha nokuda kwekuti vanga vasisina pekunotangira, vanga vasisina chekuita. So tinoramba tichingokurudzira maZimbabweans vese vari munyika meSouth Africa kuti ngavatibatane pamwe chete seZimbabwe Migrant Support Network kuti zvatiri kutsangana nemapoka akasiyana siyana ehurumende nemapoka akasiyana siyana anobatsira mune vanhu mumatambudziko akasiyana siyana tigone kubatana tiite chinhu chimwe chete. Izvo zvinoita kuti tisafunge kuti taperera muno muSouth Africa, asi rwendo rwedu tizive kuti tinofanira kuzodzokera kumusha kunoita mabasa akasiyana siyana tochivakawo nyika yedu tichiisumudzira mune zveupfumi.
Maybe if you can say that in English, that what is your organization doing, especially for those Zimbabweans that may be in South Africa and are facing some of the wrath coming from some of these pressure groups?
Thank you so much. So as the Zimbabwe Migrant Support Network, we have then started to embark on various programs that are aimed at empowering our people in as far as the economy is concerned. We have discovered that the issues to do with xenophobia are quite on the rise. We have also discovered that the issues to do with pressure groups such as those that are saying South Africa first have a potential of causing serious xenophobic outbreaks. Now what we have started to do is to embark on programs that sees Zimbabweans coming together, crowdfunding for a purpose, and establish businesses and establish income generating projects that are aimed at empowering themselves and establishing businesses back home, building their houses back home, and establishing projects that will help them when they relocate. We have decided to do that because we discovered that one other reason that was causing Zimbabweans not to consider retiring back home or relocating back home was as a result that they did not have anything to start on since they would have left the country a long time ago. So those are some of the things we are busy encouraging our people. And as we engage the government departments and relevant stakeholders, we still continue as the Zimbabwe Migrant Support Network, call upon every other citizen of Zimbabwe residing in South Africa to be a part of the Zimbabwe Migrant Support Network so that they can also participate and enjoy the benefits, or they can also be a part of these noble programs that are being done by the organization, which will assist them to relocate and be established back home.
And where can people reach you if they want to be part of these programs?
Thank you very much. You can visit our website. It's www.zimsn.co.za. But you can also contact me directly because I'm the Secretary General of the organization. My WhatsApp contact details are 060-827-9035. So you can contact us. We also have got our Facebook pages, Zim Support Network, where they can be able to contact us, and we will refer them to the relevant departments within the organization to address and direct them to the relevant programs underway.
Thank you very much. Mr. Donsi, you heard Mr. Matuma saying that perhaps it's time for you to think of going back home. Do you think of ever going back home?
Why should I go back home? Because as a young lady, honestly, if I'm going back home, I have been home before. And after obtaining a master's, there was no job. I could not find any job. So I decided to move to South Africa and I started working. So I cannot, no one can tell me that I should just go back home without anything. Like, with all the organizations that they've spoke and they've really outlined that we have an economic crisis and political crisis. So we cannot just pack bags and go home unless and until we have something to start on. Because honestly, we are supporting people back home. There are people that depend on us right now. And then the next thing, you're back home, which means 20 people are suffering. So it can't be. It's impossible. I think what is supposed to be done is, as much as people, they are trying their best to voice up and say, we know what, we are tired, things are not okay. But you find that with the violence in Zimbabwe, with the lot, you cannot really separate the economy and politics in Zimbabwe, because everyone there, like, there are no economists, you see, everyone is a politician. So really, it's a mixed up and a confused country right now as we speak. So we can't really just say, let Zimbabweans go back home. No, we have to think of the people that they are supporting back home. And also we have to consider that it's not everyone who is roaming around the street, and it's not everyone who is willing to roam around the street of South Africa without any reason. So we cannot really just, no one is justified right now to say Zimbabwe should go back home.
So ke uMaduma ukhulumile lapho athi adonsi ngcono ubophe zakho ubuyele ekhaya ngoba kunengi ongakwenzi. Ubona njani kuloko?
Hayi, ongakwenza akukho shame, kulutshwani kakhulu. Unless nje ngaphiwa imali kaphesi ngiphiwe 50,000 kuthiwe hayi buyele ekhaya, maybe ngingabuyela ekhaya, kodwa eqinisweni layo i-50,000 yakho izaphela vele ngingakaqalisi nokwenzani. Eqinisweni akula mali
ekhaya, akula mali. Njalo kulabantu esibasupportayo, njengoba sisupporta laba bantu, banakekelwe ngubani labo bantu thina sesiphendukile ekhaya?
Akuvumi, ngoba eqinisweni sithe sisuke ekhaya sisuke ngenxa yokuthi bese sibona ukuthi hheyi, isimo sesisibi kakhulu, kungcono sithi sisuke sibuye sizozama ukusebenza lapha e-South Africa. Nxa yokuthi umuntu ekwanisile ukuthi afika lethemba, uncedani uhambe ukuthi uhambe uye ekhaya ufike uhlale unxa ukuthi abantu bethola noma i-R1 kabazihlalele shem.
Yeah, so can you hold on there and maybe let's play one of the videos, Marvelous, in which these people demanding whatever they want were on the streets in South Africa on Friday. Let's hear what they are looking for. It seems as if there is a lot that they want.
It is a generational test. This system suppressed us yesterday. It is our time, all of us here. We fight for our children. We fight for our kids. We fight for the generation to come. We are not fighting for ourselves, comrades. We are fighting for us and for those who will come after us. Amanja!
There you are. So they are really serious, Marvelous. You can see that they are demanding their country back. So maybe let's Bekezela Maduma Vuzayo. I think he's got a challenge with his phone, but he's back now. So maybe on the issue that people should go back home.
Yeah, I'm actually here, Kip.
Yes, we can hear you now. So Marvelous. Yes.
Going back to our young lady, the guest who's here, she was literally saying, people to be called to go back home. At the moment, there's nothing to go back to. What's your take on that?
I think maybe she didn't get me right, Marvelous.
If you can clarify,
Yes, I was very specific. There is so many non-active Zimbabweans in South Africa. Literally non-active. And those are the people that are suffocating South Africa. Those are the people that are resorting to crime that South Africans are complaining about. Not all of them. There are the same people that are resorting to anything to generate an income. Then we are saying to those people, why not come and try something back home? I strongly believe opportunities are there. There's somebody like the lady who's saying she's got a master's degree, she's got a good job, she's economically active, she's able to support the family back home. Well, for her, she absolutely has no reason coming back. But there is a huge number of Zimbabweans that are roaming the streets of South Africa doing nothing. And then I'm saying, they can come and try something home, marvelous. And those are the people that we need, because they understand what the problem is and what a crisis is. Those are the people that we need to come and sort out the crisis back home. While the young lady who's generating an income is well supporting the family back home, because there is a problem back home. We need them to do that. But the rest of us are not doing anything. Let us come back and fight together here back home. We have a lot of work to do. We have a country to build. As it is, you know, South Africans are somehow justified. You've been there, marvelous. Mm-hmm. The population of foreigners in South Africa, honestly, I cannot be in Gwanda and saying and trying to defend Gwanda and say give Wanweko Gwanda a chance to tap the economy of Gwanda. I can't be here fighting Guti. We don't want anyone from Wange, from Tare, from Chiredzi coming to manipulate our resources in Gwanda. At the same time,
I think it's got some bit of a challenge now.
Telling people we have an economy to be trying something about it as Zimbabweans. It's no use running away. We don't achieve anything. We are giving our so-called oppressors, the ones that we are complaining about, an opportunity to oppress us more, because they know there's no majority, there are no numbers to tackle them. So let's come back and do something. No one will solve the problem for us. Not going to South Africa, not the South African government, not even SADC, not anyone, but us. We need to come back here and speak with one voice and a big voice to solve our problem.
Thank you.
I don't suggest your quick reaction to that. Then we go to Mr. Innocent Ndibali. Go ahead.
Maybe you also didn't understand me well. One thing for sure is when there are so many graduates in Zimbabwe right now as we talk, and they can't even get anything to do. They can't get anything to do. Even selling sweets is a problem in Zimbabwe. They have tried their best. They have gone everywhere. They are trying their best. There's nothing that they can do, because one, you don't have connection, or it's, you know, as ladies, the next thing is like, okay, just love me so that you get something. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. Honestly, no one is safe. Most of the people, as young people, so many people have graduated. Honestly, no matter how much we can try to say we can go back home, we are not saying people should roam around. Yes, those that are roaming around, they are hoping for a better future right now. They are hoping for a better future. So should we go to Zimbabwe, roam around without even getting any orange? In South Africa, at least people are roaming around. But in South Africa, there are people that they can assist them. If they can find that assistance when they are roaming around, it's not only Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. So many people are in South Africa, even white people, they've migrated to South Africa. So it's not only Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. So I don't think it's really justified to say Zimbabweans should go back home because of this and this. Yes, they might say Zimbabweans this and this and this and this. Honestly, we even here, we are not working the job that we are supposed to work. We are actually even getting less, but we are hoping for a better future tomorrow. We are hoping to get better jobs. So we cannot just say, you guys, just go back home. You are roaming around. No one wants to roam around. Mm-hmm. No one wants to roam around.
Yeah, thank you very much. 1 minute exactly, Konam.
Hayi ekhaya abantu abafuna ukubuyela ekhaya babuyele ekhaya. Uzibona ukuthi yena uready ukubuyela ekhaya engabuyela ekhaya, kodwa abantu kabangavuswa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya. Eqinisweni abantu abalapha labo bayakholwa ukuthi ngelinye ilanga isimo sizajintsha kibo. Hayi, sizajintsha kibo ukuthi bangakwazi ukuhamba ekhaya. Imagine usuke 10 years ekhaya, uthi nxa ufika ekhaya awulalutho, awulani, awulaplani lokuthi uzabambani, akula. Asingeke sithi abantu babuyele ekhaya. Abantu lalabo kuthiwa ayisibo bodwa abantu balapha eZimbabwe okuyiba baseSouth Africa. Amazwe abantu abasuke emazweni achiyechiyeneyo balapha eSouth Africa. So asingeke sithi thina hayi abantu kababuyele ekhaya. Hayi, abantu angeke babuyele ekhaya. Ngoba ekhaya isimo asikho asilunganga. Khathesi sikhuluma kulama graduates amaningi abadala baqedile izinkomo zabo. ukuthi bafundise abantwana babo. But abantu babo bahlezi noma efuna ukuthengisa itamatisi kodwa kumele achaywe kumbe sokule yinye into yenzakele kumbe ipolisa sokumele adize ipolisa. Kanti abantu bezimbabwe baphefumulele
ngayo.
Bayazama, bayakhuluma, bayakhala kodwa kuyehlula. Kuyenzeni? Kubarayithi bazihlalele lapha ababona ukuthi bona bengahlala khona, abafeela better khona.
Maybe. Thank you so much. Mr. Ndivali, marvelous. His last word.
Maybe, Mr. Ndivali, your last word. One of our guests here said, yes, you seem to have good ideas as EFF, but they seem to be up in the clouds and may not be applicable, you know, to, you know, some of the things that you were calling for. He says it may be in a long-term plan, but short-term, it might not work.
That is not true, Marvelous. Look, the EFF in South Africa, our colleagues, are the ones that have actually been speaking explicitly about the plight of those that are deemed as foreigners in South Africa. EFF has actually saved a number of lives. Even during the previous xenophobic, we were busy dealing with issues and supporting our families who were under siege. So it is the EFF that has consistently spoken against xenophobia. So it is not true that what we are speaking about is pie in the sky. That is not true. And number two, Zimbabweans have never said they do not want to return to their country. And Zimbabweans have never said they've come to live there permanently. And it is not right to generalize and say Zimbabweans are the ones who are committing crimes in South Africa. It is not true to say Zimbabweans are so many that a number of them are just roaming the streets. That is not true. That is laziness in thinking. Let us think outside the box. Zimbabweans are there and are contributing immensely. As their comrade Shelton has explained, Zimbabweans are playing a bigger role in South Africa and contributing, and there are very hardworking people in South Africa who are working with South Africans. And it is not true that every South African is against anyone who is from another country in Africa. As I have said, any African is free to live anywhere in Africa. There is no foreigner who is African. So those who are lazy, if us as the EFF in Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe
or anywhere, we lose votes because people do not want to agree with us. We do not care.
Thank you.
Africans are one. We are one. Our continent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndivali. Mr. Matuma, your last word. 30 seconds.
Thank you. I think my last words, I will reiterate. We cannot encourage each other to leave the country. Who's going to solve the problem for us, really? I'm not saying everybody is hopeless in South Africa. I'm not saying everybody is useless roaming the streets. Those that are absolutely doing nothing and finding that country to live in can come back and try something back home. And we together can rebuild this country. We cannot advocate for all of us to leave this country. Who's going to make it right for you that one day you will come back? You want the country to be sorted, but you are quitting. And you're saying someone will stay behind and solve it for you. It's a bit dicey. We can't.
There is a Malume Tamu Okagwai. People are graduating every year in Zimbabwe and there's nothing for them. And you're suggesting that more should go back to suffer, even worse. Come on, Baba Maduma. That's a comment there from one of our followers.
Yeah, I saw the comment, Marvelous. But Zambians never left Zambia when Zambia was more critical than us. Mozambicans, you know, people have to commit to trying something. We know where our problem is. And running away from the problem is not a solution. Mm-hmm. It is not a solution. We can be all over the world. Everyone take pride that is Zimbabwe. There is a Zimbabwean in every country in the world. But back home with nobody to solve the problem, then what are we doing? And we can't encourage each other to go. As much as possible, we encourage each other to stay and solve the problem here. Come back and solve the problem here. If you've got all those great minds outside the country, they are useless outside. People advocate for demonstrations from the UK, from South Africa. It doesn't work back home. Come here, sit with us. We tackle the problem together. We need people to come and vote. We need people to come and tackle ZANU-PF, tackle the opposition, activate it into action. We need to be here to solve the Zimbabwean problem, not in any other country. Here in Zimbabwe, let's come back and tackle the issue together.
Thank you very much, Mr. Matuma. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Shelton Chiangwa of the Zimbabwe Migrant Support Network, Bekezela Matuma Fuzwayo, an independent political commentator based in Gwanda, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Mr. Innocent Dibali, Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe, and Noctula Adonsi, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Inini ni Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye nchiti ngatisanganei zvakare mangwana, so let's talk gatikurukurei.